This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses scientific research and technology and agricultural development. World Population Day 2023 being celebrated in Nepal and across the world with various programs today. And life sentences handed down in eastern Libya as court targets human traffickers linked to migrant threats. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized the importance of scientific research and the use of modern technology in agricultural production during his address at the 11th General Meeting of the Agriculture and Forestry University Assembly in Kathmandu. He urged the university to produce skilled manpower for the development of the agriculture and forestry sector and contribute to scientific research, development and the dissemination of new technologies. The Prime Minister expressed his confidence in the university's potential to make significant contributions to Nepal's agriculture, animal and forestry sectors through integrated teaching, research and technology dissemination. The Prime Minister also pledged continued government support for the university and highlighted the need to prioritize research activities and promote the transfer of technology to farmers and forest consumers. The Prime Minister concluded by expressing his best wishes for the university's upcoming programs and encouraging the implementation of important decisions made during the meeting. World Population Day 2023 is being celebrated in Nepal and across the world with various programs today. In 1989, the United Nations decided to celebrate July 11th as World Population Day. And since then, July 11th has been celebrated as World Population Day every year. In a message today on the occasion of the World Population Day, Minister Busnett has pointed out ongoing shifts in the society while analyzing the existing patterns of population composition. This year's theme for World Population Day is Unleashing the Power of Gender Equality, Uplifting the Voices of Women and Girls to Unlock Our World's Infinite Possibilities. The world population increased from 1 billion in 1800 to 8 billion as of July 11, 2023. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Busnett has said that declining population growth rate and fertility rate could be a risk factor for development in the long run, though it is a positive indicator for the immediate effect. Referring to the recent census data, Minister Busnett added that additional efforts are required for appropriate mobilization of economically active population and gender-based discrimination and social ills. Likewise, Busnett has mentioned that massive flow of population to the urban areas and decline in population growth rate have brought about changes in Nepal's demographic composition. To meet the target of the Sustainable Development Goals, coordination and cooperation among all three levels of government was needed with firm determination. In his message, Minister Busnett has also shared the policy-level reforms are taking place on population management through different activities. A helicopter of Altitude Air has been mobilized to search the missing helicopter of Manang Air. Joint spokesperson at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Gyanendra Bhul, said a helicopter of Altitude Air has been mobilized under leadership of Captain Vivek Khadka for the search. Manager of Manang Air, Raju Neopani, said the helicopter of Manang Air will call the sign 9NAMVN route to Kathmandu from Solukhumbu, carrying 6 passengers on board, including a pilot, has gone missing since 10:01 a.m. today. The 5 passengers are Mexican nationals. It is said that the helicopter mobilized to search for the missing chopper has not been able to reach the destination due to bad weather. The Vice Chairman of Nepal's National Planning Commission, Dr. Meen Bahadur Shrestha, held discussion with his Chinese counterpart, Mr. Chong Liang, Vice Chair of the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, during a visit to China. They agreed to expedite the completion of programs that were agreed upon in 2018 and 2019 but remain unfinished. The National Planning Commission and National Development and Reform Commission discussed collaboration between the governments of Nepal and China, including sharing experiences and providing technical assistance for Nepal's upcoming 16th plan. Vice Chairman Shrestha also invited Vice Chair Liang to visit Nepal. Additionally, Shrestha met with Deputy Minister Deng Bogin of China International Development Agency to discuss progress on various assistance programs and timely completion of connectivity projects. Meetings involved officials from Nepal's embassy and the Chinese government, and a courtesy call to Vice President Hang Zhen is scheduled. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ramesh Rizal has presented the Power Trade Bill 2080 in the National Assembly today. Tabling the bill in the meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament, Minister Rizal said the bill was expedient for operating small and medium-scale industries using electrical power. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmasinha informed the meeting before this that no notice of opposition to the bill has been received so far. A former policeman was found dead near Kohalpur bus park in Banke. According to the locality police office Kohalpur, the deceased has been identified as 65-year-old Veer Bahadur Buddha of Kohalpur Kiran Nala. Buddha was found dead at 5:30 in the evening when he was returning from Kohalpur to collect his pension yesterday, as he was a member of the former Nepal police. Police have sent the body to Veri Hospital in Nepalganj for post-mortem. The local police office Kohalpur said that they are investigating the incident. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. A court in eastern Libya has handed down life sentences to five individuals convicted of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of 11 migrants and refugees attempting to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Nine other defendants received 15-year prison terms, while 24 suspects were jailed for 1 year. The court ruling is part of ongoing efforts in Libya to combat human trafficking networks operating in the country. Libya has become a major transit point for individuals fleeing conflict and poverty in the Middle East and Africa, seeking a better life in Europe. The country's instability since the 2011 uprising has allowed human traffickers to exploit the situation, smuggling people across borders and subjecting them to dangerous and inhuman conditions. The United Nations and human rights groups have repeatedly raised concerns about the treatment of migrants and refugees in Libya, including sexual slavery and other abuses. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning that is likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. For tonight, the division has forecast that the weather will likely remain mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province. Currently, the country is under the influence of monsoon. The axis of monsoon trough is located south of Sardar Place on the west side and north side of Sardar Place on the east side near Nepal. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses scientific research and technology in agricultural development. World Population Day 2023 being celebrated in Nepal and across the world with various programs today. And life sentences handed down in eastern Libya as court targets human traffickers linked to migrant deaths. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlinereadernepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.